నలనీరలోక ప్రాణాయ కారుణ్య ఘనాఘనత్యం ప్రాప్తస్య కళ్యాణ గుణార్ణవస్య బందీ గురస్య చరణారవిందం. దిస్ సాంగ్ ఈజ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబీసెన్సెస్ పర్టిక్యులర్లీ టు ది స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ అండ్ ది సింప్టమ్స్ of the spiritual master are described in this prayer. The spiritual master has two kinds of symptoms in his activities. One kind is called constant and other kind is called temporary. So, the first verse states that the constant symptom of the spiritual master is that he can deliver his disciple from the blazing fire of this material existence. That is the eternal qualification of spiritual master. Anaya karuna ghanaganatyam. Pranaya means for deliverance and karunya means compassionate, very merciful. The spiritual master comes to the deliverance of the fallen souls out of his causeless mercy. Nobody has any business for the sufferings of others. The best example is Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered for others, and it is the principle in the Bible that He accepted all the sins of others. So this is the sign of spiritual master, that he voluntarily accepts the sinful activities of others and delivers them. That is the qualification of spiritual master. How it is? Just like ghanaghanatyam. Ghanaghanatyam means dense cloud in the sky. The first example has been said that this material existence is like, is just like forest blazing fire. Now to extinguish the forest blazing fire, there is no use of sending fire brigade. The fire brigade cannot approach the forest fire, neither any man can go there to extinguish the fire. One has to depend completely on the mercy of nature. That means one has to completely depend on the cloud in the sky. Otherwise, there is no question of pouring water on that blazing fire. So, the example is very appropriate. As man-made engine or fire brigade is unable to extinguish the forest blazing fire. Similarly, the material existential blazing fire cannot be extinguished by any man-made method. They are planning to be very comfortable in this material existence, but they are still more being confused and failure. Their peace movement, their United Nations movement, everything is failure. Why? These miseries of this material existence cannot be stopped by any material means. One has to take the shelter of spiritual means. Just like the blazing fire in the forest has to wait for the cloud in the sky. Similarly, one has to wait for the merciful cloud as the spiritual master. That is described. Tranaya karunna ghanaghanatyam praptasya kalyana gunarnavas. So the spiritual master is not self-made. It is not that if anyone comes before you and bless you that I have attained spiritual perfection and I have realized something by some method. No. The spiritual master, bona fide spiritual means, he has to receive the power from authority. Otherwise it is useless. No, it is not that one can become spiritual master overnight. He has to take the power from his spiritual master. Therefore it is called praptasya. Praptasya means one who has obtained, one who has got the merciful blessings of his spiritual master. We should always remember that the spiritual master is in the disciplic succession. The original spiritual master is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He blesses his next disciple just like Brahma. Brahma blesses his next disciple just like Narad. Narad blesses his next disciple just like Vyas. Vyas blesses his next disciple, Madhyacharya. Similarly, the blessing is coming. Just like royal succession, the throne is inherited by disciplic or hereditary succession. similarly, this power from the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to receive. Nobody can preach, nobody can become a spiritual master without obtaining power from the right source. Therefore, the very word it is stated here, praptasya. Praptasya means one who has obtained. Praptasya kalyana. And what he has obtained? Kalyana. Kalyana means auspicious. He has received something which is auspicious for all the humankind. Praptasya kalyana gunarnavas. Here is another example. Gunarnava. Arnava means ocean and guna means spiritual quality. Just like the same example is going on, it is very nice poetry. There is a nice rhetorics and metaphor. The example is set blazing fire and it is to be extinguished with the cloud and where from the cloud comes. Similarly, where from the spiritual master receives the mercy. The cloud receives its potency from the ocean. Therefore, the spiritual master also receives his power from the ocean of spiritual quality, that is, from the Supreme Personality of God. So, praptasya kalyana gunarnamas. Such kind of spiritual master, one has to accept and bandhi gurasi charanavalindam. And one has to offer his respectful obeisances to such authorized spiritual master.